Well, we're less than a week away from elections in Israel that could mean the end of the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He is facing a challenge from a coalition led by Isaac Herzog, and the latest polls show them running neck and neck. So what's at stake for Israel and the U.S. in this election? Tova Lazaroff is deputy managing editor of the Jerusalem Post. She's with us from Jerusalem. And Tova, tell us first about the challenger, Isaac Herzog.
So he is the leader of the Labor Party. He's considered by Israeli terms and probably by American terms as well to be a liberal politician, if you want to think about it in basic terms. Netanyahu is right, Herzog is left. Technically speaking, for the purposes of this election, he joined his party, the Labor Party, with a much smaller party called the Tnua, headed by Tzipi Livni, who has also is also very well known to the Israeli audience.
And maybe well known to the American audience because, of course, she was in the cabinet for a long time. What would the difference be in the relationship with the United States if Herzog were to become the prime minister?
Well, you know, he's been playing a lot on that card because people here, or Netanyahu's opponents, you know, have accused him of creating a crisis in Israeli-American relations. And Herzog, as his political opponent, is playing on that. He's saying that he would do much better than Netanyahu has done. Certainly, I would imagine that the Obama administration would prefer to see him as Israel's leader than Netanyahu, not necessarily because of a difference in terms of who the two men are, but simply because Herzog is seen by the Obama administration as more flexible.
And in fact, Netanyahu has said there is a tremendous effort worldwide to topple him. And Jeremy Byrd, a former top strategist to President Obama's campaigns, is actually advising an Israeli group that's trying to unseat Netanyahu. Is there a feeling that the U.S. is trying to meddle in this election?
Well, of course, the U.S. is meddling in this election. If you want to think about the crisis that just happened, so Netanyahu sparked it. But then, of course, Obama could have found all kinds of ways to resolve it.
Are you talking about Netanyahu speaking before
Yes,
Congress?
Absolutely.
That
yeah,
was
yeah.
seen as a crisis in Israel.
Oh, that was seen as a crisis in American relations because in the next 2 years, should Israel need help from the United States, its first port of call is the president's office. And then if Obama is angry at Netanyahu, he might be less likely to want to help Netanyahu, which really means help Israel.
Well, if Netanyahu stays in power, do you expect him to change course at all once the election is over?
Well, I'll answer that question in two ways. I think that should he become the next prime minister, of course, the next thing that you would probably see would be an attempt to show a public, some kind of a public reconciliation between Netanyahu and Obama, because it isn't good for Israel or for the United States for there to be a perceived sense that there is friction between the two countries. And after that, really, you know, Netanyahu has a complicated history. So I think, you know, he could waver on territorial concessions, hold firm to the notion of a Jewish state. But the reality is that neither he nor Herzog will make as many territorial concessions as the Palestinians claim that they want in order to restart negotiations. And that's, I think, where you would see a third party like the United States or the Quartet need to come in to broker that difference.
Tova, we think of the issues involving Israel as the kinds of things you've been talking about, negotiations with the Palestinians, Iran, the relationship with the U.S. But in fact, as I've been reading about this election, it sounds like one of the biggest issues has been cost of living, the economy in Israel.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think there Herzog is coming on, you know, very strong. Look, he has put forward, you know, an entire housing plan. The cost of living has gone up dramatically under Netanyahu. People feel that he hasn't addressed the housing crisis. There was a report that came out during the elections that, you know, that faulted him for that. So economy will be a very important factor when Israelis go to the poll. But what Netanyahu has been doing as he has really been playing the security card as one of the reasons to vote for him rather than focusing heavily on the economic issue. And as Herzog pulls ahead in the polls, you're going to see that issue come more to the surface. There's supposed to be a right-wing rally in support of Netanyahu on Sunday night, and people are already starting to say, you have to vote Netanyahu because otherwise it's a security disaster for Israel.
That's Tova Lazaroff, the deputy managing editor of the Jerusalem Post, joining us from Jerusalem as we get ready for next week's election in Israel. Tova, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.